previously heard you speak about a car conversation with your Guru Maharaj where he was glorifying Varshana.
Yeah.
Just
sorry, Mike.
I was just trying to put that in perspective. I think you may have even said if you had known that then, you may have reconsidered doing your bhajan in Varshana versus Radhakund. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, comment. I mean, of course, we're still on the topic of Vrindavan Bhajan, so we're on the same page with that agreement. But my personal attachment to Radhakund goes back to 1975, when I first received the first copy of Buddha Samrita. It came from the printer. It came to Los Angeles, ISKCON, where I was living and selling books. And the first box of books that came from the printer, which is in America, came by truck because the BBC headquarters was Los Angeles. And they bought the book to the Segerton office, what they call Segerton office. They opened up the box and said, "Look at the book. The guy's going to Shrews Airport." I said, "We haven't even read it." "Yeah, that was so the way to the airport is an hour ride to the LA airport. So we're reading a book, looking at a picture in the back, and wow, that's really nice. I like to go. I want to go to Vrindavan. I joined 1975. I haven't been to Vrindavan before in my life. I really got the desire. I saw a picture and I read about it. Anyone goes bathes here gets brave. I said, "Wow, is that so easy? You just bathe in Radhakund, you get brave. Sounds very good." It was a good selling pitch, you know. I asked some president, I said, I want to go to Vrindavan. Hey, shut up. Sell some more books, you just joined, you can't go like that overnight, you know. Make some more money. Your quota is 50 bhajans every day, no, 30 bhajans every day at the airport, $150, that's your quota. You do that every day for 2 years, well, think about it. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. After 2 years, I finished it. $30 or more. And that was big in those days. $150. And I said, "Oh, I did it. Okay, go to Vrindavan." So 77 February, I came to Vrindavan. And I came to Radhakund. When I got to Radhakund, I felt, I've been here before. I felt very, at first we went to Mayapur. Then we went to Jagannathpuri. See, 2 weeks. 2 weeks in Vrindavan, Mayapur. 1 week in Puri and one week here. 4 weeks. My professor, Marsh. I like my phrenology, and I like more Chandrapur because I grew up in the ocean, so I like the beach and the waves. And you know, I just like it, you know. Mahaprasad, every day we have Mahaprasad, that's good. So then I came here, and Vrindavan is nice, Giraj Trigo is more nice. I came to Rock and I said, "Wow. I've been here before. I don't know. I felt very familiar. I can't, of course, say I had past life regression or hypnotism and found out anything like that. Those things exist, but I didn't pursue that. But I just had intuitive, inherent sense of being here. So it's from that point on, I offered a prayer to Arun, please let me live here someday in Vrindavan." That was in 77. It wasn't until 25 years later I permanently moved here, 2002, live all the time. Gopal Mandir then here. So then I met my guru in 1990, Pandit Sri Krishna's Babaji Maharaj. I met him in 1990, quite a few years later, after I made that prayer and sankalpa with the living Radhakund. And I didn't know so much about where he was staying. He was staying Kusum Sarovar, Gwalior Mandir. And then I came to know that he wanders all around. He goes to Vrindavan, he goes to Prince Sarovar, which is basically Barcelona. And he goes to Govindakund and Radhakund. He doesn't stay anywhere too long. But he didn't have any kutir or any fixed place. He just stayed here and there. He was really this Kinshin sadhu, traditional old fashioned type. Big only Brahmin birth, Pandit scholar, great Vaishnava, Brahmacharya all life. So I came to know 2013, 14, they liked Varsana too much. So we went one day to Barcelona looking at property with my godbrother. And he said, on the way back, I was sitting next to him in the car. He said, you know, Barcelona I like very much. I want to leave my body in Barcelona. So that's why my godbrother was trying to find land and make a couture for him to stay there, because he was 100 years old, 99 years old, when he expressed his desire to leave his body in Barcelona. So I said, what's the big thing about Barcelona? He's really rocking. We're going to Barcelona, and he's saying, I like Barcelona. Who doesn't like Barcelona? I mean, you'll be crazy otherwise. Vrindavan, Radhika, and Barcelona, as far as beauty and ambience and vibration, Barcelona is tops. Outer level, but inner level, meditative level, Ascalio level, Radhika is much more superior than Barcelona. Barcelona is just a gemstone of Radharani in Sankalpas, and her occasional home, 6 months a year, she lives here. 3 months in Yavit, 3 months in Barcelona, then back to Yavit for 3 months and back to Barcelona. So half a year she's in Barcelona. But every single day, 6 hours a day, 25% of her life is in Radhika. It's a Lila style. That's just a Germistan and a temporary stayover place. Of course, Gayravan, Man Kutir, Mor Kutir, and Gayravan, there's so many Lilas also there. So Gurudev said, I like Barcelona most of all, Gurudev said. I said, why? He said, in Barcelona, Prem is raining from the sky. Prem is falling from the sky. I said, Radhika, no Prem? That's what Indian way of saying. It means there's no Prem in Radhika. I said, Radhika, no Prem? Question mark. He said, no, Radhika, yeah, but repeat again. But Barcelona, Prem is raining from the sky. I said, Johnny Gurudev, Barcelona, while you run around and keep that. So I couldn't, argue about that, but I didn't pack up my things and move to Barcelona. So that's the idea how that comes about. But if you're torn between Barcelona and Radhakund, I encourage you to pray and get your heart to guide you. There's basically two things you require for spiritual advancement. Joy in the heart, peace in the mind, and good sangha. Joyful heart, peaceful mind, and good sangha, sadhu sangha. So wherever you can find that, all these three things you can find in Vrindavan. There's very many great sadhus in Vrindavan. Gaudiya Math, ISKCON, Goswamis, Sadhurayan Das Babaji, Pundarika Goswami, Rajendra Das Ji Maharaj, so many great sadhus living in Vrindavan side. In Radhakund, there are many great sadhus, and mostly all speak Bengali Hindi. Barcelona is all Hindi and some Bengali sadhus. And you have to find out, because if your only language is English, like I was in Vrindavan living there for 15 years. And I found English-speaking sadhus in Vrindavan and elsewhere. That's how I was in Vrindavan working on a book. I met an English-speaking sadhu in Kishoravan, which is near Lord Bazar side, Kishoravan, Sevakunj. I asked him questions. He said, he was a pandit. He was a pandit Haridas. He's very old. He's not very old, but there's a younger pandit. This is Krishna's word. Krishnadas. Sri Krishna. He speaks good English. Go meet him. So that was 1990. So I came out. He was upstairs in the lower room in the temple. I went there. It was really nice meeting. It was like homecoming, like being lost at sea or something for 30 years. You come home and meet your father after 30 years. So I was lost in a Bhava Sagar for a million lifetimes. I came home and found my father. That's what it's like when I met him. It was like very friendly feeling at first meeting, but it was a long time before I ended up taking addiction. So that's the story of Arsana versus Radhakan. Follow your heart, you know. That's amazing. You can live without your brain. That's the important thing to think about. You can live without your brain, but you can't live without your heart. People are pretty mental, always thinking this. If I do this, he's trying to get married. If I get married, this will have the kids, then no freedom. And then my wife stores. this and that, all kinds of things go out ahead. So you can live without your head, without your brain, without your mind, but you can't live without your heart. Maybe you'll go crazy, but they still live. Maybe you'll go crazy, but they're still breathing. An example. Well, you can't take your heart out, you're finished. So that's what I say. Shoot from the heart, man. Play by the heart, then you'll be successful. Because where are you anyway? In the heart. Where's God? Abba Parma over here? Not here. There's a lot of trouble up here. Here is a good place. There's four rooms to play in. This is one big room, empty room. You know? There's four small rooms. Bedroom, kitchen, dining room. Bedroom, kitchen, dining room, living room, bathroom. Everything's there. Four chamber heart, right? As I say. Chamber of each room. Bedroom. Dining room, playroom, bathroom. What more do you need? They say living room, but you know, living room. I asked my two brothers who was living, we were playing, we were crazy. It's called the living room, but we were like destroying room. Break the glass, break this. Chase the cat across the piano. across the game. Yeah, piano there. Cat goes runs across the game. Cat symphony. I still remember.